and a friend came around, tried to clean up this town on his ideas, made some people mad. 'Cause he trusted his crowd, so he spoke right out loud, and they lost the best friend they had. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this whole town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated dome won't keep out the Lord's burning rain. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated dome won't keep out the Lord's burning rain.
The 1920s, just before the crash, I was working hard and living fast. We lived in Central City and our future looked bright on cool times. Saturday night, Kentucky coal was booming, yes sirree. I owned a 1920 Model T. We drove down to the square dance and the miners got head tied on Cool Town Saturday night. Bow and swing your partner to the left. Bow and swing your partner to the right. Listen to that fiddle and hold your lady tight. It's a cold town Saturday night. It was fun to go and listen to the band. Kennedy was a fiddling man, but when he played the guitar, it was a pure delight on Cool Town Saturday night. Jonesy was the first to use his thumb and play the melody while he strummed. He moved up and down the fingerboard. It really was a sight on Cool Town Saturday night. Bow and swing your partner to the left. Bow and swing your partner to the right. Listen to that guitar and hold your lady tight. It's a Cool Town Saturday night.
Check would come no more. Now our Stone Age people, they were going hungry. Day by day, they traveled on. You can often hear them sing, just a few more days and we'll be gone. But you can find in the Holy Bible, where they're pearling at the rich man's gate, the same thing was happening to the aged throughout our old Kentucky state. We have a father up in heaven, someday we'll call the aged home, and when they meet there up in heaven, there'll be no lean against that home. The 1956 General Assembly, knowing that we had nothing to lose, we repealed the old age lean law and cured them old age pension blues.
And here we are. It's Edge of Americana. Hold on. You're not on, Otto. Try that again.
Oh, yes, this is Edge of Americana, and this is Otto.
And it's Josh. Nice to be back.
It's nice to have you back, Josh.
Thank you. And let's see. So what is there to talk about? Well, we might as well talk about music, first of all. You just heard I got a big stack of music from the Smithsonian Folkways, and I'm hoping to get some larger stacks here in the near future. So most of what I'm playing tonight, from my end of things anyway, is all from a few of those albums, like that last one there. His name was Bill Cornett. He's a banjo player from Eastern Kentucky. And that was a tune called The Old Age Pension Blues, which apparently he held state political office in his life and actually sang that. He was famous for having sung that on the floor of the Kentucky legislature. And he was recorded by John Cohen of the New Lost City Ramblers. But he was, it says here anyway, that he was ill at ease with folklorists stealing his songs. And so he laid claim to own, all of the rights to all of the songs that he recorded, whether he had actually written them or not. And much of his music, he claimed he recorded many, many tapes at his house with his family, but his family will not give those up. So it's pretty interesting. I don't know.
I've got a tag story to that a little later in the show. I'll reference back to that.
Okay. So that was, Bill Cornett. The name of the tune was Old Age Pension Blues from an album called Mountain Music of Kentucky on Smithsonian Folkways.
And before that, we had Randall Hilton doing a favorite song of mine, Coal Town Saturday Night, from the 2-CD collection called Music of Coal.
Yep.
And my frame of mind tonight, Josh, I've been sort of in this high from the Folk Festival for the last couple of weeks. I'm sort of finally coming back down to earth again.
Okay.
So I've sort of picked a lot of what I call comfort food music tonight. So it's basically going to be stuff that's easy to take and not too tough.
That's
good,
fine.
Good for a fall night.
Old favorites.
Old favorites.
So we started the night out with Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson, fairly famous guys, members of, among other things, The Byrds, and just many bands. And they were playing the tune or the song that was written by, I believe, Graham Parsons and maybe one of the two of them, Sin City. And that was it's a new album on Rounder Records, recorded live at a place called Edwards Barn. So I've got another one from them coming up tonight. But for now, I think we should just keep on with the music.
Yeah, let's do that. I've got a track coming up here. It's by a very famous Kentucky fiddler named Bill Sled.
Bill Stepp.
Thank you, Bill Stepp. And let's see. The number to call is 649-9737. And if anybody can call and name the advertising campaign or the or the orchestral work that literally has this performance built into it, we'll find something to give you. I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know what the orchestral work is going to be.
649-9737, but you got to name both of them. Let's say that.
And since it's comfort food night, if there's a song that you'd like to hear that brings you a special amount of comfort, you can call us and ask us about that too. 804-649-9737. So here's Bill Stepp doing, should we say the name of the song out, or is that going to give too much away?
I don't think so. I mean, Harold would call. Harold, you can't call in.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Beaumont's Rag is the track.
No, you can't. You don't even know what you're playing. This is Bonaparte's Retreat.
Oh, Bonaparte's Retreat. I'm sorry.
There you go. All right. Here we go.
Bonaparte's Retreat. this, Mr. Bony Part. That's the bony part.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
TV's all right down. Fame will treat you so low down. TV's all to have you, friend, but treat you so low down. All you asking for fame on, keep on top coming around. Yeah, when I was a bum, my feet couldn't walk down the street. Chicago women looked at me, put my dog on my head to my feet, crying, oh, TV's killing me. Well, that's like a prisoner, boy. Well, I don't really even see. I'm on my way to Denver, Colorado. Well, baby, don't you hesitate. When I was walking down the street, the women looking at me. My dog would head to my feet crying, oh, TV's killing me. Now when I die, I'm gonna die. Then my boy died in Jackson, Tennessee. Didn't take Sonny Boy boy down, but now I ain't wanna go myself, but I'm gonna play the TV blues. TV's all right down. Friends treat you so low down. TV's all right down. Friends treat you so low down. Yeah, Jack, for favor, evil stop coming around. TV's bad, boy.
rib on me, take a rib on me, and everybody take a rib on me. Ha, ha, if you take a rib on me. When I'm a yellow man, I come down, man, turn a bourbon liquor, just a bike, okay, and ran a home, baby, take a rib on me. Wanna tell you something, gonna make you my tickle, and it's 2 bars of cocaine, trying to find a tickle, and a ha, ha, baby, take a rib on me. Now you wanna see that picture laugh, just change your dollar and give my half, and a ho, baby, take a rib on me. Take a whip on me, take a whip on me. Everybody take a whip on me. Oh, oh, baby, take a whip on me. When I have a talented blacksmith boy, the judge, he found me ten inch cold. I ran a hall, baby, take a whip on me. Take me down and tell a daddy tell, and he told me, boy, I'll never fail. I ran a hall, baby, take a whip on me. Take a whip on me, take a whip on me, and everybody take a whip on me. Baby, take a whip on me. When I'm out, gonna buy me a line, whip my baby, just change your mind. I'm in a hole, baby, take a whip on me. When I'm out, gonna buy me a rope, gonna whip my baby, just for the lover. In a hole, baby, take a whip on me. Take a whip on me, take a whip on me, just everybody take a whip on me. Baby, take it with on me.
Dance of the Fireflies.
Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, sword and pistol by his side, Rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, Rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, Rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, give three loud raps and a very big roar, He said, Miss Mouse, are you within, Said, Miss Mouse, are you within, Said, Miss Mouse, are you within? Yes, kind sir, I sit and spin, Took Miss Mouse on his knee, Took Miss Mouse on his knee, Took Miss Mouse on his knee, said Miss Mouse, would you marry me, Without my Uncle Rat's consent, Without my Uncle Rat's consent, Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I wouldn't marry the president, Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat sides, Uncle Rat laughed, shook his fat sides, Uncle Rat laughed, shook his fat sides to think his niece could be a bride, Where will the wedding supper be, Where will the wedding supper be, Where will the wedding supper be, way down yonder in a hollow tree, What will the wedding supper be, What will the wedding supper be, What will the wedding supper be? A fried mosquito and a black-eyed pea, First one in was a flying moth, First one in was a flying moth, First one in was a flying moth, she laid out the tablecloth, Next one in was a junibug, Next one in was a junibug, Next one in was a junibug, brought along the water jug, Then in came Mrs. Cow, Then in came Mrs. Cow, Then in came Mrs. Cow, she tried to dance, but she didn't know how, Then in walked a little black tick, Then in walked a little black tick, Then in walked a little black tick, ate so much he got sick, Then in came the old gray cat, Then in came the old gray cat, Then in came the old gray cat, swallowed the mouse and ate the rat, Mr. Frog went hopping over the brook, Frog went hopping over the brook, Mr. Frog went hopping over the brook, Lily White Swan gobbled him up, There's a little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf, Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf, Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf, you want any more, sing it yourself,
you're the sweetest sweetheart in this world. But it's all for your sake, dear, that I'm leaving. Don't give your heart to a member. Cars as they rattle down the line. Well, don't fall in love with me, darling. I'm a rambler. Although you're the sweetest sweetheart in this world, well, it's all for your sake, dear, that I'm leaving. Don't give your heart to a rambler. Yes, I handed you mine, and I'm sorry. You're just a little sweeter than the rest. Believe me when I say I don't want to hurt you or do anything to mar your happiness. But don't fall in love with me, darling, I'm a rambler. Although you're the sweetest sweetheart, to Rambler, little girl.
Yes, yes. Mr. Tony Rice there.
Early Tony Rice.
Early Tony Rice. I was just telling Otto that album is called Tony Rice, and it actually is his first solo album that he released right at the point where he was leaving J.D. Crow in the New South and joining the David Grisman Quintet. And when I, you know, did this just a little personal note, when I first bought that album, it was definitely the Grisman Quintet stuff that I was most interested in. However, you know, whatever, 10, 11 years later, it is definitely the J.D. Crow and the New South stuff that still resonates most strongly with me. And right.
What jumped out at me about that track, I've been listening to some of the later Tony Rice the last couple of days, and Tony Rice, big influence on him was Gordon Lightfoot, and his voice definitely went in that direction. But that he sounds good and country there on that version.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, before that, we had a nice – they're all long. I've never heard a version of Frog Went Accord, and it didn't go on for 10 verses. But that was a nice low-key version of it by Rob McNerland and Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson, of course, was at the Folk Festival playing with Lester McCumbers. And before that, Josh.
Before that, now, this is interesting. This guy's name is A.L. Camp, and he is one of the Smithsonian Folkways artists that I recently found. And I want to read you something that apparently was a letter – that A.L. Camp wrote to, well, I guess to Moses Ash, you know, back in the day. Gentlemen, on hearing one of your records of banjo playing, I am emboldened to write you in regard to my banjo tape. I'm one of the old five-string banjo players of 1895, when there was nothing but finger playing and real solos and music of quality. This music is all out of print and forgotten and destroyed, as it was written in the old A notation and was useless in the later C notation. I have a tape of 18 top banjo solos of that period that I played myself, two originals and four arrangements. Although I am 84, I can beat most banjoists at this music. I think some of this music should be preserved. I played a recital at the University of Colorado for students and got an ovation, as they had never heard anything like it before. I'd be glad to send the tape for your valued opinion, as you'd care to hear it. I've been playing for 70 years. Sincerely, A.L. Camp, 731 Pearl Street, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm sure that when Mose Ash of Folkways got that letter, he said, done!
Yeah.
Done!
Yeah. And what you heard there was a tune called... I think it was Dance of the Fireflies, and it was in that classical kind of Fred Van Epp style of, you know, late 1800s, turn of the 20th century style of banjo playing, where after this, you know, kind of post-Civil War, trying to rebrand the banjo as not being, you know, not being a hillbilly slash slave instrument, but being a parlor instrument. It didn't work.
Right.
And why should it work? But that was fabulous stuff, and I've got more from him tonight as well.
Good, actually. Good. Well, we had before that Lead Belly, of course, one of the great 19th century born singer-songwriters, basically, songsters, they call them. And that's he was doing a version of Take a Whiff on Me.
Yes.
And that was recorded actually at the Parchman Prison in 1937. That's one of his famous prison recordings that Alan Lomax did, probably with his father, John Lomax.
Yep. Before that, Big Joe Williams, yet another one of these... CDs, and this is Big Joe Williams and his nine-string guitar, and the tune that he played there was the TB Blues, and Big Joe Williams was one of these kind of classic 1960s revivalist guys. He traveled around all in the 30s and 40s and 50s, you know, road guy. He actually wrote the song Baby Please Don't Go, and it was recorded many times and then recorded later in the 60s, kind of following all of, you know, all of literary society discovering folk music. You know, he recorded some more stuff, and this is an example of that. This was from a recording of 1960.
Yeah, actually. I like that very much. And we opened the whole thing up with William Stepp doing Bonaparte's Retreat.
Yep.
And, of course, that comes from the famous ad campaign. It was used in the famous ad campaign, Beef, It's What's for Dinner. It also was in Aaron Copland's Rodeo, the hoedown segment from the Rodeo orchestral work that he did. And I do think that's probably the most famous old-time performance probably in popular music.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say.
For sure, yeah. So that's where we are. It's 7:36. And hey, Otto, I was about to call you WRIR, but hey, Otto, I want to let you know.
I want you to call me Fun Drive.
Yes. Hey, Fun Drive. The WRIR's Fall Fun Drive starts at the end of this month. You can jumpstart the drive by donating now online. Go to WRIR's website and click donate. You can still get the cool WRIR Fun Drive t-shirt and some exclusive gifts for donating early. WRIR has a fun drive for the rest of us. You can expect interesting news, great music, cool t-shirts, free CDs, and a live band every day. Be one of the first people to support WRIR. Visit WRIR.org and click donate.
Nobel laureate F.W. de Klerk, the former president of South Africa who freed political prisoner Nelson Mandela and ended apartheid, headlines this year's Jepson Leadership Forum Lecture Series at the University of Richmond. Speakers in the 2010-11 series will include leaders in history, politics, medicine, and news who will address where in the world are we going, global leadership, and international challenges. Tickets are free, but required, and reservations can be made beginning 2 weeks before each event online at jepson.richmond.edu/forum/ticket info or by calling 804-287-6335. And Josh, I've got a song queued up here.
Okay.
This is actually a cover. This is Del McCurry, and he's covering one of my very favorite guitar players, Richard Thompson, and this is Richard Thompson's great song, Vincent Black Lightning.
Here we go. Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled from behind, and down to Knoxville they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I rob many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled as she heard cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greases won't do. Oh, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on Ariel in leather and chrome, drooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to
thank you. In celebration of the falling leaves, you are invited to an evening of amusement. It's WRIR's third annual Monster Masquerade on Friday, October 22nd at the Camel. You're encouraged to go all out, and there will be prizes for best mask and best costume. Plus, you will be witness to DJ sets by the Turnstile Sound System, DJ Michael Murphy, and DJ Futch Cassidy. Amazing live performances from the Greenhearts, Tyrannosaurus Awesome, and Lay La Britannica. The cover is a $5 to $10 donation to benefit WRIR's Fall Fun Drive. It's the Monster Masquerade, kicking off Halloween in conjunction with RVA Magazine at 9 p.m. on Friday, October 22nd at the Camel. There is no secret password, but be sure to wear your mask.
Oh, pretty in red, my prettier tears. Pretty in red, my prettier tears. She's pretty in red, my prettier tears. Skip to blue, my doll. Sorrow, skip to blue. Sorrow, sorrow, skip to blue. Sorrow, sorrow, skip to blue. Skip to blue. Oh, stand up, Buckhead, look at you. Stand up, Buckhead, look at you. Stand up, Buckhead, look at you. Skip the blue, my darling. Oh, steal from me, steal from you, steal from me, I'll steal from you, steal from me, I'll steal from you, skip the blue, my darling. Oh, get me another one prettier too, get me another one prettier too, get me another one prettier too, skip the blue, my darling. Oh,
tip-top-a-loo, my darling. Stand up, Buckhead, look at you. Stand up, Buckhead, look at you. Stand up, Buckhead, look at you. Tip-top-a-loo, my darling. Prettier the red bird, prettier too. Prettier the red bird, prettier too. Prettier the red bird, prettier too. Tip-top-a-loo, my darling.
Very nice.
We are flat-footing in here, ladies and gentlemen. That was Joe Bussard, the famous 78 record collector. And a guy
Cantankerous Crank.
And also. Famous Crank. And playing with a guy named, at least on the label, it says Oscar Myers. You figure that one out. That's on this label called Phonotone, which is one of the coolest labels of any record collector I can think of. Joe Bussard collects 78s, and in the late 60s, he decided to take that passion to an extreme, and he put out his own label that only published its releases on 78.
Yeah.
So Hardcore Joe. And before that?
Before that, James Crace, another one from this Mountain Music of Kentucky. And I don't know much about him except that when he was recorded, he was maybe a little past his prime in terms of fiddling, but not in terms of energy and not in terms of memory. And so that was just some wonderful, discordant old-time music right there. Skip to Malou, very classic kids song.
Yeah, very nice. And before that, we had a very pretty version of Banks of Ohio that Wayne Henderson did on an album called Made and Played. Mm-hmm. And before that?
Roscoe Holcomb, another one from Mountain Music of Kentucky. Roscoe Holcomb, another Kentuckian, and that was Hills of Mexico. And Roscoe Holcomb's interesting because John Cohen, you know, I mean, a lot in the 1950s and 60s, when everything was kind of new and a little bit less charted, you know, these tune stealers or whatever you want to call them would go down to, they would go down south and they'd basically just kind of, you know, ask around, not knowing anything necessarily. Maybe they'd know one or two guys and they would say, you know, who's the singers around here? Who's the banjo players? Or, you know, even better, who's got a collection of their grandmother's, you know, who's got a collection of 78s in their attic that I can get for a song, basically. But, Roscoe Holcomb was just, you know, he was a local farmer, basically, and these guys, you know, you ask someone at the local country store, and they said, oh, you got to go on down to Roscoe's place, because he's, you know, he's the man, and sure enough, I mean, what a voice, and what a kind of very archaic and very idiosyncratic style of playing the banjo that he had. Kind of a downstroke, kind of a three-finger, he had his kind of own sense of rhythm, and he was just amazing.
I'm trying to remember. There's a great quote that Bob Dylan has about him.
Untamed sense of wonder, sense of control.
Untamed sense of control, yeah. I think, or something like that.
Well, and if you listen to early Bob Dylan, I mean, you can. He is just doing his best Roscoe Holcomb impression.
Really. Yeah. And speaking of great voices, we started the whole thing off with Del McCurry doing the great Richard Thompson song Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent Black Lightning.
Where are we going, Josh, next?
We are going to the 37th Annual Old Time Fiddlers Convention at Union Grove.
All right.
And we are going to hear from, Lost John as played by Red Perkins and the Haywood County Ramblers. Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
Boy, I thought that fellow was going to burn that horse ass square in two in the middle, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's real fiddling. Our next band, Red Parham and the Haywood Ramblers.
Well, we've got a buck dancer here, Will McElreath. We're going to let him turn loose here.
If he ever got excited and swallowed one of those French hops, and he said the most he'd ever eaten in one night was three.
Here's a book out in the streets of Laredo. As I walked out in Laredo one day, and I saw a young cowboy all wrapped in white linen. Wrapped up in white linen, the clothes of the grave. And I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he said as I boldly walked by. Come sit here beside me and hear my sad story. I'm shot in the breast. And I know I will die. Oh, once in my saddle I used to go dashing. Once in my saddle I used to ride gay. But first to the courthouse and then to the dram house. Got shot in the bosom, I'm a dying today. He first come to Texas to work as a ranch hand. Got shot in the bosom, and I know I am wrong. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. And play the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley and throw the sod over me. Well, I'm a dying cowboy and I know I've done wrong.
Come all you young and tender ladies, be careful how you court young men. They're like a star of a summer morning. They first appear and then they're gone. If I had known before I courted that love had been such a killing thing, I'd have locked my heart in a box of golden and fastened it down with a silver chain.
You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Mississippi Railroad Blues. ¶¶
the dark stormy night. Thought a star was in sight as the west wind come howling down the line. Stood a brave engineer with his sweetheart so dear and his orders to pull old number nine. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, but the joy in her heart she could not hide. For the whole world seemed right when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Headlights agleam, they brightened his dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. He sped round the hill and his brave heart stood still, for the bright lights were shining in his face. He whispered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. This message he sends to the sweetheart who thought she would be wed. There's a little white home I've claimed for our own. There I thought we'd be happy, you and I. But I leave it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the Golden Gate goodbye.
There you go. That was the New Ballard Branch Bog Trotters.
Yeah, that was it.
Doing the record of the old 97 with an auto harp, of all things.
Of course, they are a staple at the Galax Fiddlers Convention, yeah. Those guys.
I like that song, and it's nice. That record is sort of a hard-charging. I mean, they are a hard-charging old-time string band, but that auto harp kind of changes their whole sound. Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
Before that, the fabulous Quebby Sisters.
Josh has a date tonight.
I do, but, you know.
He's wearing a tie.
I'm wearing a tie.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a tie.
No, I've been
it's
on
a
tour.
Skinny tie.
We'll get to this a little. We'll get to this with the next segment. But I've been on tour with a couple of bands who are very.
We'll talk about that.
Fashion conscious and.
He stepped it up, ladies.
Yeah,
and
you know, it just kind of makes you think about, you know, when you're wearing your T-shirt and
he's
your.
He's got a Western shirt. He's got a skinny tie, and he's got pinstripe pants.
So I'm looking good.
He's looking styling.
Yeah, so that was the Quebby Sisters doing You Don't Care What Happens to Me from their album Timeless.
And then before that, we had from Marty Stewart's new record, we had a song there, actually an instrumental called Mississippi Railroad Blues.
Yep. And
we had some vocals.
Yeah, we did. We had a couple of a cappella things. Martha Hall from Eastern Kentucky doing the Young and Tender Ladies. Just lovely from that mountain music of Kentucky.
And then that legendary Carney, moonshiner and ballad singer, Hamper McGee. He's a real character.
Cracks me up.
The album's called Good Old Fashioned Way, and you can't get cooler than this if you're an old-time artist. He's on Drag City, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, really. Very cool.
Very cool.
And before that, we started it with Red Parham and the Haywood County Ramblers doing Lost John with some fabulous buck dancing and also some pretty fabulous harmonica playing there. And that's from the 37th Annual Old Time Fiddlers Convention at Union Grove.
So, Josh, there's a show coming up, I guess, this Thursday. Is that right?
It is this Thursday, yes, Otto.
Yes, there's a show on Thursday at the Camel, and there's some bands playing there. I know the Hot Seats are playing there. And who else?
Well, you know, I'm fearing Plugola, Otto, in truth.
I'm not making any advocacy here. I'm just commenting that there's a show on Thursday. I know that this band called the Hot Seats are playing, but there's some other bands playing there as well.
More importantly, we are the Camel is hosting the fabulous Pokey LaFarge and there the South City, South City Three, who are from St. Louis, Missouri, and who just got Spin Magazine's Find of the Newport Folk Festival this year.
They've got a big buzz going.
And also we're hosting a group called J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices, who are from, they're from actually from Brattleboro, Vermont, but they do honky-tonk music as good as it can be done. So what I'm going to do here is actually, it's going to be a four-song set, if that's okay with you, Otto, and the listener.
Hey, I'm just going to sit in the back seat and smoke a pipe.
We're going to listen to Pokey LaFarge and South City 3, and first they're going to play a tune called Claude Jones. Then we're going to sandwich it with two from J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices, and then we're going to come back to Pokey LaFarge and South City 3. So, you know, this Thursday night at the Camel, you can see both of these bands, and they are fabulous.
I have to say one thing. I saw Pokey at the Newport Folk Festival, and that was a pretty incredible performance. And he is, if you know, if you are a fan of Leon Redbone, Pokey, not to say that Pokey sings like Leon Redbone, he doesn't, but Pokey is one of these people who lives in a different world, and he inhabits it fully, like Tom Waits and Leon Redbone, and he really is something. He's an amazing person to watch perform, and the guy that plays the harp in that band, who is that?
His name is Ryan. They call him Church Mouse.
Yeah, Church Mouse is amazing, too.
So here we go with Pokey LaFarge and South City 3 with Claude Jones, and then we'll go J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices.
Live on. meant to walk this path of sin. Lord, I tried to do my best. Still, you laid our love to rest on the day you put me out and the bottle took me in.
Sound like
divorce papers won't sign them if you please. Yeah, it cost me a time too many. You broke this heart of mine. I return to send her better love next time. Songs out in the street, and this kind of life is a treat to see. Compared to the way that you treat for me, you got migraines and the heart pains. Living in an island of love. Had a girl and her name was Sue. Took her on a date to the zoo. When we got to the lion's den, I said, whoop, and I pushed her in. People asked what I did that for. I said, man, just couldn't take it no more. I got migraines and the heart pains. Living in an island of love. Put us up one day and down in debt. She always jerked my heart around. Check me to see how hard I fold, and they kick me when I'm down. If I want to laugh with you, there's only one thing I can do. Take one day at a time, living in an island of love. You ain't jerking my heart around. Trip me to see how hard I fold. Then you kick me when I'm down. But if I want a life with you, there's only one thing I can do. Take one day at a time. Living in a night of, living in a night of love.
And there you go. That's your Pokey LaFarge and J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices segment there. And if you're interested in hearing that music, it's great for dancing. You can come on down to the Camelon on Thursday night. If you're interested, only if you're interested. If you're not interested, then I'm not interested either.
All right, let's just keep on cranking, Josh.
All right, let's do it, Otto. What you got?
Let's go more mainstream here. After all that, we'll do a little Willie Nelson of all things on the Edge of Americana. That and you are, by the way, listening to the Edge of Americana. This is your host, Otto,
and it's Josh,
and we're gonna do a little Willie Nelson, and this is that old standard, "Dark as a Dungeon."
Young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark dreary mine. It will form as a habit and seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. And it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, for the danger is double and the pleasures are few. For the rain never falls and the sun never shines, and it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Well, it's many a man that I've known in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope, a drunkard his wine. Man will have a lust for the lure of the mine. And it's dark as a dungeon and damp as a dungeon. ever shines, and as dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. On midnight or the morning or the middle of the day, it's the same to the miner who labors away. For the demons of death often come by surprise, one fall of the sleep and you're buried alive. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as a doom, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, and it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. And the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal, and I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner digging my bones. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as a tomb, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, and as dark as a dungeon way down in the mines.
Thank you. my keyhole. I got the right key, baby, but the wrong keyhole. I can't get along to save my soul. I hope I meet you at the zoo. When I do, I'll make a monkey out of you. I got the right key, working at the wrong keyhole.
Right now, Curly Parker has a little breakdown tune for you folks. Leather Breeches.
And the geese were put there in. Couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh. He grabbed a gray goose by the neck, threw the duck across his back. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and her legs all dangling down. Oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind her quack, 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 and her legs all dangling down. Oh. Old Mother Flip-Flap jumped out of bed. Out of the window she cocked her head. Sing, John, John, the great goose is gone, and the fox is on the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Crying, John, John, the great goose is gone, and the fox is on the town. Oh. Then Janet ran to the top of the hill, blowed his horn both loud and shrill. Foxy said, I better flee when the kill or soon be on my trail. Trail, oh, trail, oh. Foxy said, I better flee when the kill or soon be on my trail. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town. They said, Daddy, better go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town. Then the fox and his wife vowed to drive, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such supper in life, and the little ones chewed on the bone, oh, bone, oh, the bone, oh. They never had such a supper in life, and the little ones chewed on the bone.
Right up the ice tail, down the waist tail, across the ridge on Main, Ross saw a string again. I had no money, all he need can be down, got no. Young lady, young gentleman, let's take a riding by. Let's give you a lead down. Just as good as they ever known, and there's no one in all evening can be done, God knows. Lift that lead down. There's roller and stroller,
I string her and string her. Wing, wing, there's gamester and fool. I'll pull Nelly Gray, she's the leader of the day. I'm the dog and it only lit can be. There God, don't let that lead out. Down across the ridge. Hush, I hear my coming back. Old drums and lead, listen here. Old Fox said, oh, so I struck a broad, I bump up, but my foot hurt so bad. I sit down, I pick it out. By the time he got strictly there, flick the broad of his heel, looks in down the alley, hand coming. So I got to get away with it, why kiss me, so don't go into my country. Old Fox went on and jumped out in the well, and jumped down that well, and said, he can't get me now. Come along, what are you doing now, Fox? So down in the screen, they come down and pull the figure eight for me. So I get down, the fellas jump out the bucket, said, I'll let you down. He jumped the bucket, and Fox went down, and he come up, huh? Left old Fox in the well. That's the last.
WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles. Kaufman & Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond-area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For more information, you can call 804-771-5715 or visit www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
1708 Gallery presents In Light Richmond 2010, the third annual public exhibition of contemporary light-based art. On Friday, October the 22nd, from 7:30 p.m. until midnight, 39 installations will be exhibited throughout Shaco Slip. In Light will kick off with a community lantern parade and will feature the wearable art fashion show. For more information on the exhibit or making your own lantern for the parade, you can visit 1708gallery.org/InLight. And you're listening to the Age of Americana.
And that was James Crace doing a tune called The Fox Chase, which I've played versions of before. I know I've got a version of Buell Casey doing that. But that one's a little rougher, for sure.
I liked it. Actually, I was thinking, Josh, it sounded a little bit like, this is a little obscure, I apologize, but it sounds a little bit like Bascom Lamar Lunsford.
Yeah,
like
a little bit.
Mole in the Ground kind of song.
Yeah, a little bit. I think Bascom's voice is a little sweeter, though.
And then before that, we had a Fox song. We had the Blue Sky Boys from a concert in 1964 doing, actually, it's the Burl Ives song. I think he made it popular in the early 40s, but it's kind of turned into a folk old-time staple. The Fox Went Out in the Chilly Night. And then before that, we had the Blue Sky Boys again doing Leather Breeches.
Yes, indeed.
From a collection of on-air transcripts or radio broadcasts. And before that, Josh?
Before that, we had the Modern Mountaineers from 1928. Working at the Wrong Keyhole was the name of that one.
I like that. You like that song. You've played versions of that song a number of times.
I do like that song.
It has a personal reference for you.
Well, I just like anything that's dirty, Otto, and you know that.
And then before that, speaking of dirty, we have Willie Nelson.
Is he dirty, Willie?
Well, remember he got busted in a hotel with a girl. Remember that?
I don't.
Willie Nelson got holed up in a hotel for a long weekend, and he got busted for something. It was back in his pre-IRS days when he was a real rogue. Anyways, Willie Nelson there doing Dark as a Dungeon. I think that's a Merle Travis.
It is a Merle Travis song.
Merle Travis song. Off a new record on New West called Country Music.
Imagine that.
Country Music from Willie Nelson. And I think that's how we opened the whole thing off.
Yes, indeed. That is how we opened it.
So let's see here. We've got
just 20 minutes left coming.
Yeah, we're coming
before the Lee show is up.
Well, I got a song queued up called Wild Hog in the Woods.
Yes, you do, by the Foghorn Duo, which I presume is two members of the Foghorn String Band.
Yes, brand new release by them.
Caleb Clowder, probably, and Sammy, last name I can't remember.
I can't either, but it's quite nice. Let's play that.
All right, here we go. Nope. Is that it?
In D.
Thank you. Lord's diddle-low down, diddle-low day. There is a wild hog in these woods, diddle-low down today. There is a wild hog in these woods that kills men and sucks their blood. Kill him, Cale, cut him down, kill him if you can. I searched for the wild hog day and night, diddle-low down, diddle-low day. I searched for the wild hog day and night, diddle-low down today. I searched for the wild hog day and night. I swore I'd take that wild hog's life. Kill him, Cale, cut him down, kill him if you can. There he comes through yonder smash, diddle-low down, diddle-low day. There he comes through yonder smash, diddle-low down today. There he comes through yonder smash, splitting his way through oak and ash. Kill him, Cale, cut him down, kill him if you can. Well, I followed that wild hog to his den, diddle-low down, diddle-low day. I followed that wild hog to his den, diddle-low down today. I followed that wild hog to his den, and there lay the bones of a thousand men. Kill him, Cale, cut him down, kill him if you can. Well, I fought him with my wooden knife, diddle-low down, diddle-low day. I fought him with my wooden knife, diddle-low down today. I fought him with my wooden knife. I'd swore I'd take that wild hog's life. Kill him, Cale, cut him down, kill him if you can.
Back within my arms to stay. Memories that lingers in my heart. Memories that make my heart grow cold. I know we'll live them again someday. When my blue moon again will turn to gold.
When my blue moon turns to gold again. And the rainbow drives the clouds away. When my blue moon turns to gold again. You'll be back within my arms to stay.
Those castles we both planned together. What a sweetest story ever told. I know we'll live them again someday. When my blue moon again will turn to gold.
When my blue moon turns to gold again. And the rainbow drives the clouds away. When my blue moon turns to gold again. You'll be back within my arms to stay. When my blue moon turns to gold again, and the rainbow drives the clouds away. When my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
March.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, it's been Edge of Americana.
We've had a wonderful evening doing comfort music here for you.
We did. Coming up is the Lee Show. And if you'd like to see the full playlist, you can go to WRIR.org. We're going to go out with one more song here. Otto, what is it?
It's called New Jerusalem.
All right.
And thank you for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Come on back next week.
Well, it's in the new
we gon' walk.